Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in Michigan State middle linebacker and consensus All-American Greg Jones. Hello, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Well, as a second-year captain getting ready for Western Michigan Saturday, what's different about this Michigan State team?
I feel that this year, especially from on a defense standpoint, we have a lot of young guys that came to the program that understand their roles a lot more, who are experienced in the defense and understand what they need to do in order to make the defense work. So I think that's what's different on our defense and the offense. You know, I feel like we have one of the best receiving corps that I've seen, you know, since I've been here mm-hmm. as a whole. And we have Kirk, you know, like a captain, at quarterback, and, you know, confident and understand what he needs to do. And I'm really excited about our run game. And, you know, and I just can't wait to play.
Well, a lot of people expect big things from the offense and have some questions about the defense. I see 19 of the top 31 players on the depth chart are either freshmen or sophomores. You've been there. What does that mean for a young defense?
It means we got a lot of stepping up to do, a lot of time to prove ourselves. You know, and that's everybody. And you know, and my job, you know, is to try to help those guys out as best as possible. The older guys like Marcus Hyde and Trey Robinson at safety need to step it up and talk to those guys and lead those guys. And I think that's what we need to do. You know, I don't think we can do anything way out of our way. We just got to take it one step at a time and keep those young guys relaxed, you know, and let them play. I think the hardest thing with a young guy is he gets in the game and he doesn't know what to do. He freaks out, doesn't do anything. So just need to get in the game and let it rip, you know, and have fun out there.
Last year's defense, pretty good against the run, but 11th in the Big Ten against the pass. Why is this year's secondary and pass defense going to be better?
A lot of hard work in the offseason. A lot of guys going back on their own and watching film and realizing their mistakes and realizing what needs to be corrected in order to make plays. I felt that a lot of those passes completed against us in the secondary wasn't that we were in the right spot. We just got to make a play on the ball and come up with that big play. And it's really hard to practice on those types of things, but we do what we can. And I feel like I never get hard on the secondary. I realize that their job is so tough, you know. And when they do mess up, everybody sees it. If I mess up, you may not be able to see, you may not be able to tell. But when they mess up, everybody sees it because it's a touchdown. So I realize that those guys have a tough job, and I try to coach them up a little bit and just keep them confident and tell them that I trust them, because I do, and I have no choice but to trust them, because I know they're going to come through eventually.
We're talking with Michigan State middle linebacker and returning All-American Greg Jones on Ebling and You. Greg, can you pick out one defensive player who's going to surprise the fans Saturday in Spartan Stadium?
Wow. I think Marcus Hyde.
Marcus Hyde.
He's a senior.
Mm-hmm. Senior safety.
And yeah, safety. I think he's going to step it up. You know, I feel like that he can come up and make plays. He can make big hits. He's been doing great in the pass game this year. He's been very consistent. I think he's going to surprise a lot of people. I feel like he's a guy that can definitely represent our secondary and get their respect back, you know, and I think that's going to help out a lot.
All right, let's talk about number 53 for a minute. Last year, you made enough tackles that we heard people say there must be two Joneses, because they kept announcing tackle by Jones. How are you a better player than you were a year ago, let's say at the bowl game?
I think a little bit more confident, you know, and not saying that I wasn't confident at all, but just a little bit more confident and knowing what I have to do, a little bit more understanding of what an offense is trying to do to a defense, mm-hmm. To our defense as a whole. And then I'm trying to get, I got a little bigger, a little bit stronger, and a little faster. So I wanted to be a short tackler. I still want to create a lot of turmoil, I guess, if you will. Trying to get the quarterback and dropping back in the pass. So trying to become a more complete player. I feel like I am a little more complete player than I was last year.
Well, you did a great job with the 9 sacks last year, but When are you going to get your hands on a ball and return an interception?
I don't know exactly when that is going to come. I do not know. I don't want to predict anything or anything like that, but I feel that I will have. I feel I can have one this year. I can't say that. I definitely will have one this year, you know, and Lord willing, you know, I was like working hard on that, and I worked hard on that in the off season, looking at myself, you know, film, and realizing that, hey, I was just a couple steps away, and I need the right spot, and a couple of them I had my hands on. I just got to catch it. And so, you know, you went back on that and worked really hard for that, so just got to play ball, see what happens.
You've always been very honest about your strengths and weaknesses. How much did those areas of improvement have to do with your decision to come back to Michigan State instead of try your luck in the NFL?
A lot, in the sense that, you know, I did some thought that, you know, I wasn't as big as I needed to be a middle linebacker or maybe an outside linebacker. So just a lot, you know, me trying to get bigger and in order to do that. And then also, too, you know, I felt like it was a family decision, you know, really looking at my parents and asked them what they thought about it. And, you know, we really came to one mindset and we both felt that we all felt that it would be better, you know, that if I came back and finished my senior year and got my degree and move forward.
How much does the fact that last year ended on kind of a sour note influence a decision like that and make you think, hey, I have some unfinished business?
It hurts, you know. I think, if anything, you know, that, you know, I've been here, you know, we never really had a losing season like that, and
right.
it was tough. It was real tough, and I mean, yeah, we made it to the bowl game, but we needed to win that bowl game to be have a winning season. It just hurt so bad, you know, and it did influence my decision a little bit, not a whole lot, because I know that even when I decided to come back, yeah, there'd be more games, you know, I know there'd be more games, I have a chance to correct that, to finish that in the best way possible. So yeah, it was tough. It was real tough.
Greg, leadership so important to any successful team. Now you've got two returning captains with yourself and Kirk Cousins. What's your definition of leadership? What is a good leader?
Wow. I feel that, you know, just since I've been a captain, you know, last year and this year, it's been sacrifice and commitment and responsibility and trust, you know, all those things, because I feel like all the sacrifices I put through to get to the team, you know, I feel like everybody's going to sacrifice, and I feel like I have to have a responsibility in order for my teammates to count on me. And like I said, in trust, you know, my teammates have to be able to trust that I will do my job, and I trust that they will do their job. And a leader does that all the time and not summertime. So I feel like all those things, it's something that a leader has to have in order to be successful in what he's doing.
Greg, with all of the highlights of last year, a lot of people still cling to the memory of what happened the night of the football bust and question leadership involved in that. How has this team learned from that experience, and how can you tell fans that nothing like that will ever happen again?
It won't, because I feel that the team is more close, you know, more of a close-knit group. We've talked about it, you know, and it was really, I felt like that whole thing was one bad decision after another. Not for me, bad guys, you know, just one bad decision after another. And, you know, and everybody makes mistakes, you know, nobody's perfect. And we realize that, but we realize that we can make better decisions when things get tough, you know, when your manhood gets tested or, you know, you just had a bad day and you react poorly, you know, there's ways around it. You know, you can look to a teammate, talk to a teammate, or look to me, you know, I feel like I wish one of the guys, you know, somebody could have told me something, you know, to help me out, to let me understand what was going on, and I wish I wouldn't do it. I could have been able to stop that, but I don't think something like that would happen. You know, I just don't.
Last question. You're in the Duffy Doherty Building, Scandalera Center, every day, and now your plaque is up there. I know your dad was thrilled about that, but when you see Percy Snow and the awards he won, and of course the great Dan Bass, maybe the best of them all with 32 tackles in his first game at Michigan State, How does it feel to be regarded in that company?
It feels tremendous, especially, you know, since I've been at State, you know, I've looked at, you know, I looked at the regular. When you're a freshman, you kind of wonder, you know, man, who's the top dog, who's the best? And I actually got to meet him, you know, a couple years ago when we played Ohio State, and it was tremendous. You know, I was starstruck and everything. I couldn't believe it. And then you got Dan Bass, you know, who's just all everything, and he's leading all the tackles, and I'm just like, man, I hope someday I can try to chase it, you know, and try to go for the big one. So just to be considered with all those guys, and guys like Ike Reese, you know, and, you know, it's just like, wow, like, I mean, that to be in that company, it's just truly amazing.
Well, it's all within reach for you and the Michigan State Spartans this year. Look forward to a great season. Wish you a lot of luck, and we'll talk to you Saturday against Western Michigan.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
All right. We'll be right back with more. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.